in 3, 2, 1.
That was good.
Why do you have to ruin it every time?
I think it was good.
Do it again.
Let really? Him do the intro.
Yeah, geez,
that was so good.
Well, we can just
no restart.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to another episode of Bootleg Sports. Bad. Doesn't matter. Today is Sunday, July 11th. A little switch up. We're going on a Sunday this week. Last week was Monday.
We've been going Mondays.
That was like special 4th of July.
No, we went on Monday a couple times.
No, yeah. we never.
Because you guys are always lazy and like, oh, we're not recording today.
Yeah.
No, we definitely did go on Mondays a couple times in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, that was probably like before work, like before we started working.
Right.
Yeah, may have been. I don't really know a lot that happened this week in sports. It's just kind of montage of just a lot of random stuff. Yeah. We have some talking baseball, a little MLB draft talk.
Euros, Copa America finals.
Just wrapped up today. A little talking tennis, NBA playoffs.
That's not
maybe bad. Like one sentence.
I'm going to say
Joker won. Okay, this is the talking tennis. And Joker won his 20th major title. Boys. That's it. That was talking tennis.
Okay, tennis doubles are pretty cool.
I've never watched it live.
I feel like it'd be so hard.
Sports doubles is a lot of fun.
That's so much fun.
All right, Matt, you're way louder than everyone else.
All right, I'll turn him down. Maybe he's just a louder person.
That could be.
Or no, but
projecting. I don't think Matt's louder.
I turned him down. He was fine for me. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe it was just your headset. Now I sound quiet.
I sound kind of quiet.
It's like I'm not even in my mic.
Everything's just wrong with you guys. Nothing's ever nice and good and happy.
Nothing's ever perfect.
Matt. We also have the match.
Nobody's
a little
perfect.
Talking about the match. Team USA meltdown, Yankee meltdown, Eric's 2 minutes, peaks and valleys. And
go.
Yeah. Eric,
go.
Oh, start your 2 minutes,
go.
Right now.
No.
All right.
Go.
So you don't even have, we never use the timer. Whoa. Anymore, but you could do it.
Should
you
I read?
Yes, you have to use the timer.
Okay.
It's just tradition.
Oh, while I was getting the timer, we're watching game three of the finals. Up here
we were also
live,
watching the MLB draft.
And for some reason,
the Bucks are -4.5.
Like, that's crazy. I mean, if we could bet,
yeah,
we would put money on that.
Yeah.
But we can't.
On the Bucks. I'd put money on the Bucks. Suns, I'm sorry.
If I could, I'd just fade this. That's like a
also, we have
line.
A little bit of McGregor
also,
fight.
Also, I'm all money line Bucks. Vegas knows something.
I don't.
They know okay, something. Eric, start your 2 minutes right now.
Okay.
Oh, wait, these jerseys are weird. They have weird black trim. I don't like that. That's like the Saints' white uniforms.
Yeah, I don't like
that. When the Saints wear their white uniforms, they get blown out.
Okay, Giannis is pretty jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's gotten a lot bigger. He's not like Jack, but he's gotten a lot bigger.
Yeah, he has gotten a lot bigger.
He's stronger. He's playing a little bully ball. All right, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so I think this is pretty pertinent to us just because like we're going to become college students soon. And I mean, I guess it applies to high school students too, but I want to talk about sleep. Okay.
I'm here for this.
I love
sleep.
As well.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So I took a little nappy today.
I did too. Two and a half hours.
Everyone sleeps. I think this is
true.
Relevant to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. College students are known for struggling with sleep, right?
Yep.
But like, when you just think about it, like sleep's like kind of like really weird. Like just fine. Like it's
your body just like goes on.
Yeah. That we have to recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put ourselves in like rest mode basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually like. The computers are named after us. It's
okay.
Not like the computer went into rest mode. And we're like, that's what we should call our sleep.
Okay. So like, yeah.
You know that thing we do for 8 hours? Like that computers also do. We should call
that
rest because that's what we call
rest.
For
computers. But if you had to turn off your computer for like 8 hours every single night.
That's fine.
But you just have to do it every single time.
That'd be okay.
That'd be annoying.
I'd probably have to get two computers.
Anyway.
What are you saying, Eric?
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, I personally don't sleep enough, but like there are two things I want to say. I mean, I have two thoughts when it comes to sleep. Number one, it's kind of nice to like fast forward in life. Like you sleep.
Agreed.
And then like life just kind of goes on.
To finally get some, find like the suffering temporarily ends.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
I was more so going at the angle that the more I sleep, like the sooner football comes back.
These are the two ends of the spectrum. I'm like, when I sleep, the pain stops. Eric, when I sleep,
closer
football
to
gets
football.
A little bit closer.
Yeah. But
those
also
go hand in hand. When football's back, the pain stops too.
True.
I would love to like maximize the amount of time I spend conscious.
Conscious?
Really?
Yeah.
You're a sick, twisted psychopath.
Oh, man. Like I don't
I'd
know.
Much rather sleep.
Yeah.
I mean,
sleeping is so like just peaceful.
I wish you could remove the necessity for sleep, so I could sleep whenever I wanted to. But like, if I wanted to stay awake, I could.
No,
I like the
yeah.
If I could sleep at...
Like, nothing about the world changes. Like capitalism doesn't find out I can stay up till 3 a.m. without needing rest.
What?
Because they would put me to work. Like, the 10 to, like, 3 a.m., that's so relaxing. I'm just doing whatever I want.
I'm never awake from that.
Exactly. You want to be awake.
No, I don't. I want to sleep.
But what if you didn't have to?
Travel?
Like, you were just up, and you could feel fully refreshed from a 4 to 8 hour sleep.
But I want time where I'm not conscious.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you
it's
can, not, like...
It's a nice little escape.
See, then you can control... See, I wish you could control that, but, like, you wouldn't, like, have to sleep. Like,
but I'm very routine-oriented, so I figured, like, I would probably just do the same thing,
yeah,
even
so
if
you
I could do it whenever.
Yeah, you could just... If you could do it whenever, you could still just do the way
I would
you
still
do
just
now.
Do it at night, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. And that's totally fair. But like the other thing is, if you think about it, like if we, like the way we perceive ourselves, like I perceive myself to be 18 because I am, right? If I was awake that whole time I was sleeping, I think I'm 24. I don't know if that makes sense.
No. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It kind of like I'm wording it wrong.
You'd experience a lot more life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm wording it.
That makes sense. That okay. Wait a minute. So what if you're with someone who like doesn't sleep? Uh-huh. You're 18, and then you're like at a bar. And you're like, you show them your date of birth on your driver's license. Like, you're not old enough. I'm like, I actually sleep 3 hours less than everyone else.
You show them you're time conscious.
So I've been...
It's we get rid of ages, and like once you reach certain hours of consciousness, you turn to know.
It's like time played on a video game. You just like have a little screen where it's like you've played 400 hours in this
game. But then babies would like never grow because babies are always sleeping.
Babies are literally always awake.
That's not true.
They spend so much time awake crying and pooping.
Like my sister's, so my nephew, he sleeps all the time. He has like two naps.
Sleep a lot.
He has two naps every day.
Erratic sleep schedules. Yeah. Like it's just not ideal.
I mean, like, Eric, you just said you wanted an erratic sleep schedule. Like
no, that's not
ago.
What I said.
No,
I said no.
He could control.
Wait, guys, before
that's basically just being a baby because they just sleep whenever they want.
Eric, no, vampire,
but
confirmed.
Babies need to sleep.
Sleep during the sun.
Babies need to sleep. I don't want to need to sleep. I just want to be able to sleep whenever I want to.
I don't want to need to. Okay, I get you.
Yeah, exactly.
That took me a second.
Wait, can we just make an agreement? Can we just sign an invisible contract? No screaming today. Can we just not scream?
I don't foresee screaming today.
I know, but
I don't either.
I didn't last week, but it happened.
But I don't like having to cancel when it happens. So, no, I will not sign.
No, I won't sign either.
Eric?
Yeah.
Think Eric's going to sign?
Yeah, Eric's the one
who
does
the screaming.
Right. No,
okay,
yeah,
fine.
Very true.
Fine. I shredded
it. No, we're pretty mellow today.
We are mellow. I'm in a very mellow mood.
Me too.
Eric?
Also, there's two activities that happen when you sleep that I think I want to bring up.
Dreaming and REM.
What's REM?
REM
what
sleep?
Is REM?
Oh, well, yeah, like REM sleep. I didn't. That wasn't synonyms. What I was thinking about, but like, yeah.
What did you say?
Are lucid and REM synonyms?
No.
Is that what you're referring to?
No.
Then I don't know what REM is.
Wait, REM is just like
it's like it's like the deep. Yeah, it's like the deep cycles of your sleep. I didn't really want to talk about that, but we can
finish your
REM,
2 minutes.
REM sleep is interesting because you have like you like fall asleep and then you slowly drift into REM sleep, and that's like when you dream and like actual recovery happens, and then you'll go back into like normal sleep. And then you'll go back into REM sleep again, and that happens like 3-4 times.
Right. So when you nap, do you not reach REM sleep?
Most of the
sometimes,
time,
sometimes.
You have to, like,
well, it depends on how long the nap is.
I dreamt today in my nap. Does that count as
dreamt?
I don't know. You can't. You can dream outside of REM sleep.
No,
right?
I'm pretty sure you can only dream.
You can only
REM sleep,
dream. Okay. I thought it was you couldn't remember it unless it was
that
REM
might
sleep.
Be it. I don't know.
But with dreams, like, I feel the more tired I am, the more likely I am to like have a dream and remember it.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I'm super tired and I go to bed, like. Especially recently, I think I've been...
Dude,
I've
when I'm super tired, I just... I knock out. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Wait, what did he say?
He's like, thanks for interrupting. I was like, we always interrupt you 2 minutes. That's kind of the
but
point.
I was like in the middle of a thought. But
sorry,
that's
continue okay. thinking.
I apologize.
I'm going to lean back.
I'm so chilled right now. Go ahead, Eric.
I totally
no,
lost
ahead.
My train of thought.
Choo-choo. Gone. See ya.
I know you haven't written down, so just...
No, I don't.
Just
I don't
go to your script.
Written down.
Go back to your script.
3A, REM sleep.
I didn't have REM sleep written down.
Well, this isn't gospel, but you should probably sleep. I'm no Neil deGrasse Tyson, but sleep's
sleep
pretty
totally,
important.
I'm like very upset right now. I lost
what?
My. I'm like
it's
not.
Okay.
You're
not
talking about
you.
Dreams, and you're talking about.
I didn't. I also didn't mean.
Are,
the, thanks for interrupting. With being like rude, it was just like
when you're.
I know. I apologize.
No,
apologize.
When you're like super tired, that's when you're more likely to have a.
Yeah. Yeah.
CP3.
I did say
that's
that.
If Chris Paul ever stops taking that fadeaway jumper, he'll never score. That's all he scores
I know.
On.
What happened to Giannis?
I should have used him in NBA Jam.
Yes. Do you guys sleepwalk?
I used to. There was one time when
I've never sleepwalk.
You guys ready for a story?
Like, I want to. After
Eric,
you.
Are you done with it? Wait, can he finish his 2 minutes first?
This is a hell of a story.
Yeah, just continue it. We don't need to put a timer on it.
True. I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was like pretty young, and one night I woke up and slept walk, and I used to pee in the bathtub all the time when I would sleepwalk.
What?
Yeah. So just wait. So this time when I was sleepwalking, I had a little cabinet in my room, and it had like two open doors. It was like kind of like a dresser, like a nightstand type thing dresser, but it was big. And it had two open swinging doors like that. And I woke up in the middle of the night one time, and my mom, I like went to go get my mom because I had to pee. And I was like, Mom, I have to go to the bathroom. And she was like getting up. And I just went back into my room, opened the cabinet doors, and started peeing in it. Yeah. And my mom was like trying to like pry me out of the cabinet, but it was too late.
When mom finds the piss kit. I mean,
did you just like wake up in shock? Like, what happened?
I was like four.
Why'd you?
Oh, I was just saying, was this your old house?
So you're super young.
On the lake?
Okay, yeah. I was really young, yeah.
Okay, okay.
No, there was...
I don't have a sleepwalking story.
I have a sleep, like... screaming story.
Can I tell my sleepwalk story then? Yeah, we can ahead. Transition better.
I'm not gonna.
So I've never like sleepwalked or talk. I feel like no, I've never had a story of it.
Yeah, I don't sleep talk.
But a few days ago, my dad was out of town, so I slept in the guest room because that's where Lee likes to sleep. We have a lot of blankets set up in there. That's my dog for people that don't know. So I slept in there to make him more comfortable or whatever. And he usually likes to wake up around like 7 to go out and get breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so I wake up at like 11 and he's out of my room and the door shut. And I'm like, I go to my mom and like, I'm like, hey, did you let Lee out of my room this morning? Cause if you did, thank you. I didn't even want to get up to do it. And she's like, no. And we're the only two in the house. So I was like, well, I didn't get him up. So what's going on here? You're lying to me. She's like, no, I didn't even go to your room to get him out. I was like, I was in the guest room. So I got up, let him out. And since he didn't like, wasn't barking or anything in the morning to wake her up, I probably fed him and let him out. And I have no memory of it.
That's weird. That's insane. I used to do stuff like that all the time too. I would wake up. I think I told the story on here about when I thought my travel baseball tournament got canceled in a dream. And I woke up and was like convinced it got canceled. And I started crying.
Yeah, you told your dad that.
Yeah, but I used to dream. Because I used to sleepwalk all the time. I don't know why I stopped, but I used to sleepwalk all the time. And I would wake up constantly with like things moved in my room.
You used to tell me this.
Yeah, and had no memory of it. It was really weird. It's like a really surreal feeling.
It's really weird to have like something happen in person. Like there are sometimes my mom will come in my room and be like, hey, I'm leaving for work. And like we'd have like a 5-minute conversation.
And then
like,
she'll mention it later.
Be like, that didn't happen. Yep. Like it just didn't.
I'm also... at least 50 IQ points dumber when I wake up first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's not even like, I'm stupid. I can't function.
I can't either.
There's so many things I'll do. Like it happens all the time. If I wake up for some reason, like if I have to pee and it's like 5:30 and I don't have to be up till 7, let's say, half the time I'll just get up and shower. And then like when I'm finally awake and out of the shower, because I just like when I get up, I like don't think to check what time it is or anything. I just like got up. So I'll shower. And then I'll get back and it's like 6:15. Like, I don't have to be up for another 45 minutes, but now I'm already awake.
So I
just like go like make breakfast or stuff. But yeah. And then there's so many times too where I'll wake up and forget like what time I had to be up.
Yes.
But like I'll be early, but I'll forget what time I had to be up.
Yeah.
So I'll start freaking out because I think I'm late. I'm just very stupid in the mornings.
The worst thing is like, I do this all the time. Like, my alarm will go off, and I'll accidentally turn it off instead of snooze. Like, I'll lay down for, like, 5 more minutes, I think, and I wake up, and it's, like, half hour later.
Not a snooze guy.
Really?
Never have been. When my alarm goes off, I'm awake.
I'm a big snooze guy.
I set 6 alarms.
Oh, I hate that.
And I turn it off.
Hate that.
Yeah, I just press snooze, and I get my 8 minutes.
I have to ease into it.
Really?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm at big risk of just falling asleep somewhere while getting ready.
Like, I will purposefully set my alarm 10 minutes early because I know I'm going to snooze it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have like severe, I violently wake up when I hear that, like the Apple.
Yeah, I do too sometimes.
I violently
like wake I up. Have like a mini heart attack.
I don't use the default alarm.
Well, I have I to because that gets
that's the only
so
one
fast.
That wakes me
one
up.
One time I smashed my phone because the alarm went off and I like woke up and I like kind of like, like I literally like I got up and like my arm like violently
like stereotypical go to slam your alarm.
No, but like it wasn't slamming it. I just like my arm went up and like it like tossed my phone, and then just, like, it hit the wall and cracked. I was
that's very the upset. Worst. Also, I have a question. Have you guys ever had surgery where you had to go like have anesthesia?
No. Never had surgery.
Lucky. Yeah.
Well, I had hurt.
A few weeks ago, I got my wisdom teeth out.
I had a hernia surgery when I was like 3 weeks old.
So yeah, you don't remember that.
No.
So like
because of the anesthesia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not why. Because you were 3 weeks old.
You just had anesthesia. But it's the weirdest thing. You get the best sleep with anesthesia, but you don't dream. Like, I don't get that. I don't.
Probably because you don't enter REM sleep.
How?
I don't know.
People are doing stuff to you.
Drug interaction?
I don't know.
It's crazy how like what drugs
I don't
do you.
I don't remember anything from my wisdom teeth
being yeah removed. I've
I remember
had two.
I remember halfway on the car ride home being conscious.
Yeah,
the only thing I remember is like waking up in the post-op room and asking for graham crackers. Like that's it. Like it's so weird. Like I don't remember anything.
I have a theory in relation to anesthesia.
What's up?
I think if you're naturally an annoying person, you become annoying when you have anesthesia, because like. Like, you what? Didn't post anything on your story when you got your wisdom teeth out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't post anything.
I didn't even take my phone.
Exactly.
Out.
Yeah, my mom.
I got home and woke up from the nap.
Same here. Same.
You weren't like, I'm not gonna name names here, but a certain person, him. that's not who I was talking about. But him too. I'm just gonna say that Will, you were an idiot after you got your surgery, an absolute buffoon.
I thought you were referring to someone else, but yeah,
I am referring to someone else.
Yeah.
Very obnoxious after this individual got his or her wisdom teeth out. Her too.
Yeah.
Also,
him.
Him or her.
Or them. They.
They were also very annoying. But, Giannis is already back.
Yeah,
that was so fast.
But.
Paul Pierce poop check?
Lamar Jackson. But, no, I think if you're. Like a naturally tolerable person, you're not going to be the type to be posting annoying things after you get anesthesia'd. But if you're like that's for those types of people, I'm not going to name names.
Will though is not obnoxious.
Oh, yes, he
Will
is.
Will is so obnoxious.
Not like that. Though.
Like I love him, but he's an idiot.
Yes, he's an idiot, but he's not like I wouldn't have tagged him for a post on the
I'm
Snapchat.
Not gonna lie. Just I feel like I'm,
but I know he did. I would just want to have like tagged.
I feel
him
like
as
it's
that.
An opportunity. It's like a you get an alibi for a day.
Yeah,
it's like you get to
oh,
say.
Will loves alibis.
Exactly, you get to say and do whatever you want, and then
that's so Will Christian.
You can just be like, "Oh, sorry, it was the drugs."
Yeah, yeah. I know a certain I someone will, who did that too, and is quite annoying. But it's very.
And
funny.
I can say that because Will knows I would die for him.
Yeah, me too.
And I can tell him he's one of the most obnoxious people ever.
I will.
I love you, buddy.
I'll be totally honest. I feel like I might. I mean, I don't really know. I've never been in it.
Oh my god!
I feel like I might be one of those people.
Eric
really
after anesthesia in the post-op room would be a treat.
Giggle. It would be quite funny.
Giggle we style. Need...
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I don't need to get my wisdom teeth out anytime soon. I don't believe so, at least.
I've good been telling you. My dentist that I'm going to schedule a wisdom teeth appointment for the past since freshman year.
Really?
Never have. They just don't grow in. No need for it.
The most annoying thing ever is having that like head strap with ice. That sucks.
After your wisdom teeth?
Yeah, because you have like a head strap and there's ice on both of your cheeks. That,
really?
Like, yeah, it's really annoying.
My teeth, thankfully, knock on wood, have been fairly reliable in growing it. Not reliable, that's a poor word. Fairly...
consistent?
I don't know what the word is.
They mature.
They just haven't been very reckless.
They've behaved well.
They've been fairly tame growing it.
Sure.
Like no cavities, no.
No, yeah. No, never had a... No,
I've done every...
Had, like,
I've never had a cavity.
I've done every like superstitious or not superstitious, stereotypical like teeth thing ever.
I do all the superstitious Shut things up. Around
meant,
my teeth,
I
like brushing them. I floss. I get really superstitious.
I meant
with
stereotypical
it.
Like cavities. I'll use, like, I had cavities at a crown.
I'll use like toothpicks sometimes. It's really superstitious.
I had retainers,
toothpaste too,
braces,
mouthwash sometimes.
Mouthwash.
Do you guys tell your dentist you floss every day?
No, I lie. Or no, I go in. I'm completely truthful.
I'm truthful too. Do you guys lie about it or no?
No.
I do the every once in a while.
Yeah, that's what I do. I actually do floss every once in a while.
Yeah, I tell them
like if I eat something like chicken and get stuck in my teeth,
I'll
floss.
Okay.
Because it's just annoying.
No, I go in and like, do you floss every day? And I'm no, like heart to heart. No.
That's a lot to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really not, but yeah.
But so is.
But
it's not that bad, I don't think.
Yeah, but, no. Never had to get a teeth pulled. Tooth pulled.
That's thankfully. Lucky. Oh, I had a lot of teeth pulled. Do you guys want to get into sports action?
Are you done with dreaming?
Are we done with dreaming?
You were talking about dreaming.
I didn't mean
dreaming?
To.
I don't, no, it's all good.
Sidetrack.
I had one more thing. I had a really bad fever dream once. Like a really bad fever
I've
dream.
I've never had a fever
Did
dream.
Did I tell you guys
what's,
about this?
What's a fever dream?
It's where
then you're just sick and you're like,
yeah. Oh. But like your dreams get like really weird.
Oh my
really?
God. Okay. You so like
I like it when I get them when I'm sick, I like wake up and I'm like hallucinating.
Yeah, but like it doesn't, I'm hallucinating, but like it doesn't make sense and it gets really intense. And like afterwards.
Yeah, it's vivid dreams you have when your body temperature is elevated. For many people, these dreams can be disturbing and unpleasant.
But like the thing is, like, this won't make any sense to you when I tell it, but like at the time. I don't know. Like, okay, so when I was like six, I remember
was this when you ran away?
No, this, I ran away. That's later. When I was six, I had,
See, I was actually like lucid.
He ran away.
Yeah, no, I ran away. But this was like eighth grade when I ran away. I was pretty old. Oh my God. So like
okay, okay. Let me start with this six. First, and then we're talking about that.
Yeah. I think you already did talk about it on the show, didn't
you? No,
did I?
No.
Maybe I just told you.
I think it was English class, maybe.
Maybe. But, I'm six. I have
not, you're 18. You just said it earlier.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm six. I guess I would have been.
No, you're not.
I guess I would have been eight if I never slept. But Jim. I don't know. It was something about Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell.
I'm not even kidding. Like Jim Caldwell.
You were six and had a dream about Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell.
For someone who doesn't like get fever dreams, like this, like these scar you.
Yeah. No, like, they really do.
Like you will like remember. I remember like a lot of my fever dreams from being sick because I get them whenever I'm really sick.
So Jim Caldwell like threatened to like steal my room, like.
What?
Crazy. Like he's had to like take my room.
They're really
Eric,
weird.
I have never like understood with you like so much.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
this because I completely get it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And never. A lot of times they're like really irrational.
Like my last fever dream when I got like really sick like a year ago or something was just like that my blankets hate me.
Oh, that dude, was, I had one like dude, that too when I was like eight.
It was awful. I had to like throw myself off my bed to get out of it because like, you know, you kind of like start to realize it. Well, I've just had it a lot where, like, at the end, I'm like, I can tell I'm messed up right now. I'm like, and I literally, like, chucked myself out of bed.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I had one where the devil stole my favorite blankie.
Have you guys ever had a lucid dream?
Yes. No.
Those are fun.
I've heard those are fun.
Sleep paralysis
those
are fun. Count. Have you guys had sleep paralysis?
I've heard of it.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I've heard it's very terrifying.
Do you, like, have it often?
Well, I don't dream, really. Yeah. I don't dream outside of... like nightmares, kind of.
Really?
I don't really have good dreams every once in a while.
I don't really have negative dreams.
Occasionally I do, but I very rarely dream.
I had a weird one when I took a nap today. It was really strange. But Eric, I'm sorry. You can finally get to your dream and then you running away.
It's okay. Jim Caldwell tried to steal my room. I started crying. My parents consoled me.
You just come downstairs. Mom, Jim Caldwell's going to steal my room.
Talk with your parents is so embarrassing.
No, I told
them. Why are you crying? And you say something so stupid.
My dad was just like
they don't even know how to help you.
Okay. And I remember my brother being like, Dad, why is he crying?
Like, Jim Caldwell is gonna steal his room.
Because I had
we
a poster.
Need to move.
Like, you know that guy who like coaches the Lions? He's like, yeah, he's gonna steal Eric's room.
He coached the Colts of the
I know.
And I had a poster of like it wasn't just of him, it was like the entire Colts team. But okay, sixth grade, I was reading this book about Ben Roosevelt for Ben Franklin. So then I wake up in the middle of the night and Ben Franklin starts yelling at me and telling me I'm being mean to my cousins.
Wait, is this when you ran away?
No, that's coming up.
Okay.
I have really bad
This is like
dreams.
The bad Sandlot. Like, instead of Babe Ruth coming and telling you you'd be like a legend, Ben Franklin
telling you you're mean to your cousins.
Your cousins hate you.
Yeah. Eighth grade. I guess confession. I used to watch a lot of Colin Cowherd videos, whatever.
During confession?
No.
Like, if there was a priest here, he probably wouldn't forgive you, though.
During confession, I used to just watch Colin
Cowherd
videos.
Like, no. You're like, yeah, confession, I used to watch
Colin
Cowherd.
They used to be
Cowherd.
My, what? Penance.
Your priest.
You have to watch four Colin Cowherd videos.
Your priest is just like, you need so much more help than me. Like, I can't. You need more than Jesus for this.
And then, the thing was, I had to, like, run away to, like, help LeBron James beat Steph Curry and the Warriors. And so,
wait, in your dream?
Yeah, and so, the thing is, like, I had to walk backwards.
You just, like, sprinted out of your house?
I sprinted out of my house. Like, there's, like, this, like, sliding door window, like, sliding
wait,
door.
Wait, so is this when you ran away?
Yeah.
Is this when you were asleep?
Wait, what was the one that... Well, so the Ben Franklin one is separate, right?
Yeah, Ben Franklin's separate. That's sixth grade. Eighth grade, and like we had a sliding door. It was actually really hard to open. Yeah. And so like my dad was like surprised that like I like opened it. I didn't close it. I like opened it like kind of and then I like went sideways and like fucking shimmied out. And then I like climbed the fence and like ran through the forest. And then there's like a wood.
Wait, Eric, is this while you're, are you conscious?
I suppose
there's like weird. That cloudy. Yes, I know really, exactly what you.
You don't really remember running through the woods.
Okay. But like
were you awake?
I suppose
I get that too. Pretty much every morning, I'm like I'm there, but I'm not.
You're foggy,
but it's not just fog. It's like I don't know how to describe
dense
it.
Dense fog.
Yeah, that's a thick fog. Like that's 2 hour delay fog.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and so like and this is like a pretty large wood area. I probably ran like over a mile.
Oh my god.
But like through the woods and then like through the street back to my house. My parents called the cops. It was a weird time.
Did you have a strange
and then the cop interviews him and he's like, why'd you run away? You're like,
yeah, well, I was about to ask that. Did you have
to had to help LeBron beat Steph in the finals?
Okay, how much time do you have? I'm sorry. He's like, what? Like,
all right, so when I was six.
Short story or long story? He's like, we have time for the long story. So my blankets hate me. Ben Franklin also.
Those are different.
What was yours?
It was Jim Caldwell.
Yeah, Caldwell's so, gonna steal my room. So basically, Jim Caldwell was gonna steal my room, and then Ben Franklin was like, "My cousins hate me," and then I had to run away to help LeBron beat Steph Curry.
Confession, officer, I'm no Neil deGrasse Tyson, but my long confession, I watch.
supporting point thesis.
He's like, all right, we're gonna go to the mental hospital.
No, my parents just explained to them that I had a fever dream,
and they were just like, they were just okay with that.
They were literally just okay with that.
If I was an officer and someone told me that they ran away because of helping LeBron beat the Warriors, they would be in the psych ward.
Crazy thing. Oh, I didn't tell them that. But crazy thing.
Oh, so do your parents still not know this?
They know it. The cops don't.
Oh, but well, I'm gonna tell the cops.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Now they do.
The cops thought I was kidnapped. Until like,
because your parents probably thought that.
Well, no, my parents thought I just ran away, but then the cops didn't believe him.
Your parents just were like, "Yeah, he just ran away.
It's just Eric."
But like,
that's what he does.
But like, the cops thought that I was like kidnapped. But then another couple. This is like 4 a.m.
Oh my!
What were you wearing during this?
Pajamas. I was wearing I was wearing.
Were you running through the woods like barefoot?
Yeah.
Were your feet cut up?
Real cut up.
Really?
Wow.
Got pretty cut up.
Wow. How long were you gone? Do you know?
I was probably gone at least like 30 minutes. At least half an hour.
I was thinking an hour plus.
The story is so absurd. I know. It's a true story, though.
Like, imagine you go to school the next day, your feet are in bandages. And they're like, why'd you run away?
Yeah,
like,
I went to gym class.
Like, I ran away LeBron needed help. That's like one of those stupid Instagram memes where it's like, attention, Fortnite. All epic Fortnite gamers.
It wasn't.
LeBron needs your help.
Yeah, literally.
All he needs is you to run away.
Run through your woods as fast as you can.
Backwards.
With no regard for your safety.
No, I only went backwards some of it, but then, like, I think I found.
Actually did run backwards?
No.
For some of
No.
Yeah, I like walked backwards, and they were like. And there's like animals in those woods too.
Yeah.
Like there's like wild animals. I don't know how I didn't.
Was this your old house?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I take Eric high on the. Fever dream, pure animalistic instincts.
Yes.
Eric would kill a deer.
Yes.
I think he would have. Yes. If a deer attacked him, I think Eric would have killed a deer with his bare hands. So
that's such a good take.
The deer would be like, me, and Eric would be like, LeBron needs me.
But like, okay, so like,
deer don't eat meat.
It wasn't until wait, hold on. So there's
deer
a couple.
Don't eat meat.
There's a couple driving by, like it's like they're in like I don't know, like a little sedan or something, and they like roll down their window as I'm like running, and they like stop for a bit, and they're like, "What are you doing?" Like literally, like what are you doing?
LeBron needs me.
And then I remember vividly, I just like started running. I like stopped. They rolled down the window. I talked to them. And then I just ran away.
They're just like, they're like going to work. It's 4:30 in the morning. They're going to the lab, and Eric is just sprinting, in pajamas.
If I was that couple, I wouldn't have slept for a week. No, I would have cried. Me too. I would have cried in the car.
You would have put the fear of God in my heart. Because you probably, like, think about it. They're probably like, what are you doing? And you probably just stared at them. And then sprinted.
In your eighth grade, you're in pajamas. Your hair is probably awful.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
I'm like barefoot. Yeah. And then they called the cops, and that's when the cops like were like, "Oh, this kid actually ran away. He wasn't kidnapped."
So there was two calls to the cops?
Yeah, one from my parents, one from the couple.
Oh my god.
And then so
Eric, you were probably hauling too.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I feel like Eric was flying.
You guys have seen Eric run.
I know.
Oh my god, I forgot.
Yeah. Eric was unironically running in the woods
to help LeBron. Steph Curry was chasing him.
No, I needed to, so I guess it's ironic. But anyway,
what?
I'm like, well, I needed to help LeBron. So it's unironic. It's unironic, right. So it wasn't until I was like 50 yards away from my home I like, could see yards. It. And then
Eric
I was like,
measures everything in yards. Big football guy.
But then I was like, wait.
Big American guy.
LeBron doesn't actually need my help. I was like, I just,
I'm enjoying this joke.
I just ran through the woods and down the street for no reason.
I can't imagine the coming to moment.
Yeah.
How, like, did terrible. You feel awful?
I felt so bad. I was like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
Like, what? And, like, it kind of went on because, like, I went back to bed and I remember, like, walking backwards into the shower. Like, when I woke up.
Oh, my
like, God.
I was, they're like, Eric, how many times do we have to tell you LeBron does not need your help and he just goes to the shower moonwalking?
So your parents, did they, like, hear you, like, bust open the door or something?
Yeah.
If it was 30 minutes and you're saying it's like 3 a.m., like, what? This is just parent senses to wake up or.
Yeah. Wait, did you think they
woke you up?
Did you just get a text or something?
I think Ayton got a. Or Crowder? No.
I don't know. I'm not watching.
Okay. I don't know what's going on.
I've been so caught up with Eric.
Outstanding story.
I don't want to talk sports, like, at all.
I don't either.
We've, like, all fully agreed on that before we came.
No!
Wait. Sports. He's going to shoot it? Giannis 3? Oh, not
I
close.
Hate Giannis. Oh, uh-oh. Book Giannis.
But yeah, that's pretty much the story.
That's incredible.
Actually, I think the cops asked my parents if they wanted an ambulance. They said no because I didn't need one.
Like, do you remember that day at school?
The next day?
Yeah, was this during the summer or during?
Like, no, this was during the school year.
So, like, did you just go to school the next day?
I just went to school the next day.
Like, in the morning?
Yeah.
That's insane. Wait, was this on, like, a school night?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you remember, like, what day the week was?
No, actually, no, I didn't. But, like, I went back the next week. Because I feel like it was a Thursday because, like, I was still sick. So, like, I took the day off.
Oh, yeah, fever.
Oh, yeah, fever.
Yeah, so, like, I was still sick. But
so, he was, like, injured.
But I came back because I know I came back and, like, it wasn't until... Because I wore, like, a fleece and, like, khakis. It wasn't until gym class when I wore, like, shorts and a t-shirt. People were like, whoa, what happened?
And were, like, your legs cut up and stuff,
too? Yeah.
That makes sense. Oh, my God.
This show, there's like an alternate storyline. Like, there's the front line, what everyone thinks it is. It's just us talking sports. There's a deeper storyline where it's just us learning more about Eric's life. Like, I think the first big revelation was Eric's chickens.
Yes.
Like, that was like the big aha moment.
Eric would like to say, the genesis.
That was the genesis of Eric's, of the...
deep of like, dive into Eric's brain.
Yeah, of the Eric subplot. You're like the side quest. Quest is like learning more about Eric.
Also, Eric is just a superstar everywhere he goes.
Like, Eric genuinely gets recognized in public now.
People are just like, oh, Matt, you went to school with Reed and you're a high school student. And they're like, Eric, you carry bootleg sports.
I don't know about that.
No, they do.
It basically is. So, yeah, if you see Eric in public, stop him. Like, make it a big deal.
And ask him about his flu game.
Yes.
Help LeBron.
That's so uncomfortable.
Eric for a picture.
Also, when that couple saw you, you probably have like 100-something degree fever. That means you're sweating out of your mind.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cold outside.
I can't even imagine how...
Was this...
This
was like... Like between fall. Winter and spring, so like a little cold. Really?
Oh yeah, it was probably like a brisk like 45 in the morning.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean this in the most genuine way possible. You've had a very interesting life.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. But like, I think everyone has.
Yeah, but I've
never ran through the woods.
No, and I don't really have any stories like that either.
I don't either.
I don't really have any crazy injuries.
I have a pretty basic like life.
Yeah, me too.
A couple like crazy moments here and there.
I have an idea. Instead of we can do peaks and valleys too. Do you want to cut this now? And then we'll go take a break, turn the fan on, cool the room down a little bit.
I got some back sweat. I'm going to be the back sweat guy. I got some back sweat right now.
I'm glad for you.
You didn't apply deodorant.
I'm proud of you for getting out in front of it.
Thank you.
But what if we cut now? All think of the craziest story we have in our lives. Not Eric, obviously, because like
he already
did that. We all think of one of the craziest stories we have about our lives.
I got mine.
And then
I need some time.
I do too.
Are we going to talk sports at all?
Nah, let's not talk
a little bit, just a little bit.
And our peaks and valleys, we have some sports.
Yeah, peaks and valleys have
sports. So we're just not going to touch on it?
No, we'll do bootleg life today.
Okay.
We're not bootleg sports, we're bootleg life.
Okay, that's fine.
We're just bootleg today.
Bootleg.
Yeah. All right, see you guys for peaks and valleys and also crazy, wacky story time.
Yep.
Cut. All right.
Crazy story time.
Crazy story time.
So do I have to start? I'm gonna always go first.
So
yeah, because mine's terrible.
They go you, me, Mitch, and then we'll go peaks and valleys.
I don't. This is bad. This isn't like a crazy story. This is kind of just like a weird butterfly effect type thing. But I'm out of breath. I don't know why.
Take a second.
Do you guys want to talk for a second?
No.
You can breathe.
No, you can breathe. We'll just be really quiet while you breathe.
Asthma moment. Okay. I
hate asthma.
I'm adjusting. I'm gonna kick back. This is a fireside chat. I'm Teddy Roosevelt. I'm Ben Roosevelt. Ben Roosevelt.
About that.
But so you guys know how I did my sneaker thing for a while, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So basically how that all started, I was never into shoes. So the way all the drops started on, like all the big drops were on Saturday mornings. And I woke up on a Saturday morning freshman year and I had just, bang.
Nah,
no, this was eighth grade. And I had just gotten my debit card because I was like mowing lawns at the time and I needed a checking account for them to, or to deposit the checks in. And so I had a debit card and I woke up one morning and I was like, you know what? It would be pretty cool. It was like 9:30. The drop was at 10 and they do like random draws. So you just put your name in. It's like a raffle type thing. And this was for a pair of Jordan 1s. And I woke up and I was like, this shoe would be cool to have. So I won the draw, which in I resold for like 3 years after that, never won another draw. So this was like freak odds. That was my first one too. I win that. And then I was like going to wear them. And then I see that they sell for like $400 and you like they're $200 or $160 retail. So then I was like, this is kind of cool actually. And then just started reselling after that, which is like, it's not like a crazy story.
So that like kickstarted everything?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like one crazy fortunate event that led to everything else.
I remember you told me you had like 10 grand in your like pockets at one point.
Yeah, at SneakerCon one time.
Yeah. That's
did you have like this like weird feeling in your gut? Like,
yeah,
I think I'm going to win. I had that same thing. Very less, but fifth grade fun fair. This isn't my crazy
story. Wait, is this like the one at your school? That you
yes.
Had? Yeah.
And you can buy some tickets and we have like a little... And, you know, there's the really baskets. Big bags that are there's like four main prizes. Yeah. One of them was an iPod Touch. I remember I put one ticket in and then when they were naming the stuff off, I got a sick feeling in my gut.
That happens to me a lot.
And I was like, guys, I think I'm about to win this.
Yeah.
And then I won the iPod Touch.
That's so
it was
cool.
Like the coolest moment of my life. I was like, I knew I was going to win.
Those baskets were insane. They were.
I had the same feeling, but it was for a NBA 2K 100K MT giveaway.
You actually won it?
I did win it.
That's insane.
I made a burner Twitter and then just started retweeting like a bunch of like giveaway stuff and then seeing if I could win again.
You had a burner?
Eric has a burner.
No, I don't have it anymore. I deleted it. But I had like, this was like
still like a thing.
Seventh grade.
You can't delete an account, right?
Yeah, you can.
You can on Twitter?
It's hard to do, but yeah.
You like delete it or do you just like log out forever?
I don't, one of the two. It might still exist. I don't know.
Do you remember the name of it?
I don't know.
You have to go check tonight, see if you can log into it still. And if you can, you have to just start firing off tweets and we have to find it.
I doubt it. Well, if it's there, we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's just... Had a weird feeling about it, and then ended up doing that for like 3 years. Some of like the best memories
Sweet. I've had.
Those good times. Sweet. Not like a crazy really story, cool. But just like a weird butterfly effect that I just had some... I wasn't even into shoes, really.
Right.
I just like randomly woke up on a Saturday and was like, this would be cool.
Right.
And then it happened, and then it just all kind of spiraled downhill from there. But
downhill.
Uphill. You can't spiral uphill, though. So
just kind of took off.
Somersault
Took
uphill.
Off from there. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
So I kind of have, I have like a main one, like a mini side story. So my
I do too.
And then my main one. So I remember when this was, we went to the Dakotas for vacation and like we hit up like Montana and Wyoming and my dad's really big into like cowboys and like history. So we went to the site of Custer's last stand up, Custer.
General Custer.
Yeah. Went to that museum or whatever. And I remember they were like telling me how the Indians scalped all the people, right? And so I was terrified. I was so scared.
How old were you?
I was like 6, 7.
That makes sense. I was if this was like a few years ago,
scared about getting scalped, that's a little alarming. No, so on the way back, so that was the same day I think that we went to Yellowstone. So we also went to Yellowstone, and then on the way back, we were driving,
and our GPS took us all the way around. This is before like smartphone GPSs, I think. So this was like we had a Garmin.
Yeah.
And it took us down this weird path. And this is like midnight, 1 o'clock maybe. We're going up this steep mountain. Almost said a cuss word.
It's fun.
Steep mountain. It is a like barely wide enough for our van to fit. Right. Barely. And this is like pitch black. A moose walks straight across this path. My dad slams on the brakes. Like we are like on the edge of this mountain.
Yeah.
Like so high up off the ground. It's like one bad move and we're gone. We're toast.
That is terrible.
And then this moose walks in front of us. I'm like crying in the back seat because I don't want to get scalped and B, I don't want to get scalped. And then eventually we make it back to our hotel and it's like 3 a.m. And I get in the hotel room and I'm laying on the ground and I'm staring straight up in the sky, like at our ceiling. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to die. An Indian's going to come and scalp me. He's like, we're in a hotel. Like, you're fine. So like, I did not sleep much at all that night because I thought like some
you're just like
weird Indian guy was going to come and cut my hair off.
You're just like six sitting there in the backseat of the car. You're like, I can't tell which is worse, if I were to get scalped now or rolling off this mountain.
Yeah, that was really terrifying. And then the other one's kind of lighthearted. So this is like 2006. So I was like 3 years old. We went to Philadelphia, like area. And I wanted to swim when we got to the hotel, right? And my mom's like, no, you can't swim. So
like you're not allowed to, or you physically
can't swim? No, I wasn't allowed to because we had plans or something.
Okay, sure.
And I was like, I want to so badly. And I protested by stripping butt naked, climbing up onto our window, and just standing, staring straight down at the Pentagon. So I was just butt naked at 3 years old looking down at the Pentagon, and my mom took a picture. It might make an appearance at my grad party. I don't know.
That's kind of funny. That's a good
like,
picture.
Like the Pentagon?
Like the Pentagon. Like
like
Department of Defense Pentagon.
That's absurd.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my two stories.
Oh, speaking of moose, there was one time I was driving. This is very quick. I was driving home one time and like around my house, there's a lot of deer because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. And a deer jumped on the road, landed directly on the hood of some car, and it just bounced off on the other side of the road, died. The dude literally just got out of his car, looked to see if there was he was already like kind of a beat up car. Cause I stopped, like fully stopped, cause I didn't know if there was gonna be more deer. He gets out of his car, checks the hood of his car, it was dented. He just like shrugged, got back in his car and drove off. There's just a dead deer right by his car. His car's dented, and he was just like, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do now. So he just left. I don't blame him.
What do you do in that situation? Cause there's someone you actually call.
Like the animal control, maybe?
Yeah. I don't think it's animal control.
They probably like have to come like finish it.
They have to dress it.
We called them once because we saw a horse once on the road.
Like dead?
No, alive. It was just like running.
Struggling?
Oh, no. Oh, it was just like running. Wild? Yeah. No, it wasn't wild. It was like
wild horses aren't a thing. So you're like, someone should come handle this.
Call the animal control because you're in the woods and you see like a raccoon.
someone
needs to do something about this.
Okay, Mitch.
Okay, I got two also. They don't relate to each other, but I just don't think they stand enough cool on their own. Yeah. So I have two.
Sure.
All right, my first one is about a year ago, about a month after Endgame came out.
Okay.
So I had seen Endgame two times in theaters.
Wait, when did Endgame come out?
19?
Did I say a year ago? Yeah. I mean, it's before COVID.
I almost made that by 2 minutes.
Time flies.
What, Endgame?
Fast.
Yeah.
What about it?
That it's the greatest cinematic movie of all time.
That's so stupid. That's the worst thing you've ever said.
Nope. But
anyways, I don't care about that. You can argue about that next week.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So I'd seen it twice, and me, Jimmy, and Corey were like, it's like we've been hanging out all day. It's like 10:30, and we don't really want to, we're having fun. We don't want to stop hanging out. Yeah. So we're like, what can we do that our parents will be like, yeah, sure, you guys can stay late. So we're like, all right, let's go see a movie right now. We'll go see Endgame. And Endgame is a 4-hour movie, as I'm sure most of you know. The movie started at like 11:15. And I don't think any of our parents knew it was a 4-hour movie because they all said yes, that we could go see it. So this is the first like weird sign of the night. We don't have any cash in our wallets. Zero cash.
Okay.
And we're like, we need to buy tickets. So
you guys don't have debit cards, do you?
No. This is 2 years ago. None of us had cards yet.
Sure.
So we're like, oh, well, where would we get cash from? I don't really want to go home to get it because we're seeing that movie's 14. Yeah. I live 15 minutes away from movie's 14. So I'm like, I have collected coins in my car every single drive-through, everything, every single chance I get, if you have coins you're looking to give away, I'll take it. I'll put it in my car.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, I bet I have that. We looked up how much tickets cost. It was about $10. I was like, I have
per ticket.
No, 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 total.
Oh, what?
No.
That's an absolute steal.
Hold on.
$3 a
ticket. It was like 15. It was like five.
Late night. Was it like a weekday?
Yes. Oh, okay. It was in the summer. Random. It was in the summer. So I managed to find it. I managed to get like $15 worth of quarters in my hand.
How?
It's absurd.
That's 60 quarters?
So it's absurd. It's crazy.
60 quarters?
I have an absurd amount of coins in my hand, in Jimmy's hand, and Corey's hand. We all go into the theater ready to make this poor dude who's selling tickets have the worst night of his life. So we're like, we go in. We're like, we want 3 tickets to Endgame. We're so sorry. We are teenagers. I have 60 quarters. And they're like, today's your lucky day. There's 3 tickets left. And when the dude came in, the last dude that came in, we told him there's only 3 tickets left. And he said he bought 3 of them and said, give them to the next 3 people that want to come in.
What?
Yes. So we get 3 free tickets to Endgame. I have to go back to my car.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you just kept it in your pockets throughout the movie.
No.
That would have been so much cooler.
No. So it's like 5 minutes before the movie starts. Well, we keep like a few of them. We're like, well, we're gonna buy some snacks. So we bought.
Now that we have leftover money.
Now that we're making profit. So we bought like, I don't know, Jimmy were like pretzels and cheese or something weird. I don't know.
Such a Jimmy thing to do.
I know. So they got that. I got my usual. I get Twizzlers and a Cherry Coke every single movie I go to. That's what I get.
Yeah, what did we see recently? Oh, Godzilla vs. Kong.
So I got that, whatever. We put other coins back in my car. Watched the whole movie. It's like 2:30, 3 a.m. I'm driving Jimmy home. This is like the creepy part. Because it's 3 a.m. You're driving at night. No one else is on the road. You're just scared. You're just naturally scared.
Love it.
I mean, like, you love it. But when it's like,
if you get like the right ambiance going, good music, it's insane. I love it.
But you're kind of scared. So we're driving on Logan. We go near that 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
It's a red light. We're on Logan. So it's a red light to us. The other way is a green light. There's a minivan running, not going. No one in the driver's seat.
What?
It's 3 a.m.
Like on the road?
Yes. So it should be driving because it's green. There's no one in the driver's seat. I can't see the seat, so maybe it's down.
Yeah.
It was the scariest moment of my life. I ran the red light out of fear.
Really?
I would have done the same thing. I would have done the exact same
instinct,
thing.
Major instinct, freaked out. Because when you see it, no one's in the car, you're like, oh, the person's in my back seat. Fear. So much fear. No. Running
at 3 a.m., you don't know.
I would do this. So I would go... They're not in my backseat.
That was like a joke, but like, it's just pure.
No, I get that.
Just instinct.
Yeah.
Have no idea.
It's like they're out to hunt me. Hunt me. Not just like.
Yes, I assume this person was like going to jump scare my car.
I get that.
Yeah.
But it was. And the rest of the 10 minutes, the rest of my house, just pure. Something. I thought something else was going to happen the whole time. Me and Jimmy were freaking out because we're like, this ghost car was running. It was so scary. What's it was the scariest moment of my life.
Really?
Yes. It was. I can't. Like, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was terrifying because I just got done crying.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Okay.
At Endgame.
No spoilers for people that haven't seen it yet.
Dude. I haven't seen Endgame yet.
I like unironically.
Well, someone's not really.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
good movie, but it's like.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Such
a good
Papadilla movie. Moment.
It's not the best movie of all time.
My opinion.
What's the second story?
This happened a few weeks ago. I'm driving home. I get off the bypass by Ironwood. Okay. I get off on Ironwood and I turn right on Jackson.
Okay.
And usually it's late at night. It's like 11 or something. I don't know. So I'm just kind of chilling.
So you're driving. Heading towards Miami?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm just chilling driving. And then something just in my mainframe, if I was a computer.
The motherboard.
Or a soul, I guess, since I'm a human, was like.
I guess.
Since there was no one else driving towards me, it was like, you need to turn your brights on because there's a little peak of woods right there.
Yeah.
So I turn my brights on, which I've never done before.
Two deer
sprint out right in front of me and I braked. Like, and that my brights weren't on, I probably hit them.
That's weird.
That's insane.
And then I was like, brake there, just like wait sitting for like 3 minutes. And I was like, God.
I've had some scary moments on Jackson.
Yeah. That primal fear.
I don't take Jackson at night for that very reason, for deer.
That's such a good reason.
Like that ghost thing, the ghost car, that primal fear is a different type of feeling.
It was as a kid I was terrified of the dark. Very scared of the dark. I was too. I saw one horror movie when I was in fifth grade. I had to sleep in my mom's room for like a week and a half. I was terrified. I've
never watched a full horror movie.
Exactly. I didn't get scared at horror movies. I got FOMO and I went to the theaters with my friends.
Really?
Yes.
No,
because they all wanted to do that. And I was like, yeah, I'm not even scared of them anymore.
So that's like the one thing that I will never do.
It took me back to that instantly. Yeah. It was pure supernatural. I have no control fear.
It's dread. Like, yes, that's dread. That's pure dread. That's terror. Yeah.
So I have a confession. So most nights I'm up like semi late, right? Especially like in the summer, I don't have anything to do in the next morning. So I usually have to go to the bathroom like right before I go to bed. So like it's like 1:30 every time, because we have a bathroom and we have a window that's like,
oh, hey, window bathroom.
Yes.
Can't look out windows at night. Dude, I still can't. I can't look out windows.
Thank
at
you.
Night.
I have. No. I have this irrational fear that
everything in my head will tell me something's looking back.
Yes.
At me.
And I have either someone's watching me or someone's waiting to like jump in my house because they're running from something that they just did. To this day.
Really?
Like it happened last night.
There's sometimes where
it's terrifying.
I'll get really irrationally scared. Like if it's like really late at night and I hear something downstairs or like clattering.
Yes.
I will
stare.
Like go into full panic. Yeah. I don't get scared by like, I don't know. Like if I saw that car, like I would be like, that's weird, but I probably wouldn't get like scared. And if, I don't know, horror movies, I would probably just, they wouldn't probably affect me as badly anymore. But there's always just random things that send me into like full,
like the unknown.
Yes. So,
what do you like as like, what are you scared of? Are you scared of like a burglar or like a ghost? Like,
me?
Not a ghost. Murder. A real murder.
Like
a
murder. Like you're not scared straight of like murder. Spirits or like demons?
No.
Okay. I'm not really scared of, I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay. I guess you don't have to.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. I'll tell you off air, but very, very scared of the unknown. Scared of the unknown.
Like I don't. When I go to the bathroom, I don't turn my light on. I use my phone flashlight.
That's even scarier.
Oh, that's way scarier.
No, dude. Because in my own head, it's like
you check the shower curtain every time.
My shower curtain's always open.
No, like the thing is, my thinking is, I turn on my light, someone's running.
The little space in between the two?
The little space, I always check it.
Someone's running, they see my light on, they know someone's home, they're going to jump in. I don't know.
I personally don't understand it, but I get the irrational fear. Yeah,
it's stupid, I hate it so much.
Irrational fear makes you do stupid things.
Brooke Lopez just dropped Devin Booker. Did you not see that?
He just jumped.
He just got manhandled and there wasn't a foul.
He took him off the dribble and Booker was on the ground.
Yikes.
Anyway,
want to go to Peaks and Valleys?
What if we just don't do Peaks and Valleys? What if we do fears? Talk about our deepest fears.
Deepest fears. Snakes.
That's not a deep fear.
Okay, Indiana Jones.
But like, every time I see a snake on TV, I like, ugh.
Antonio moment, dying with someone.
Why is that? Because remember that? Antonio Del Priore.
That was from one of the homeroom announcements. It was like, they're like, hey, Antonio, what's your biggest fear? He's like, dying with someone.
Why is...
Because, like, instead of, like, dying alone.
Without, yeah. Everyone's fear is, like, dying alone.
With someone.
It was like so it's just irony?
Yes.
Okay. I don't...
We can get, like, real deep here.
I don't know if I want to get that deep right now. It's only 9:30.
We can get real deep here.
How deep do you want to get? How deep of a dive are we going?
Well,
are we going
Eric like to the bottom a, Eric of the has ocean had to floor? Go on. So
yeah, Eric. What's your deepest? And then we'll base ours.
Yeah. So Eric, you set the tone.
I don't know about honestly.
You set the tone.
You set the tone. We'll follow you.
Yeah. Like if you go deep, I promise you, I will go equally as deep. If you go shallow,
we can do it too.
So everyone, no sports this week. No sports.
This is gonna be kind of comp. We haven't actually had
like any sports talk.
I know. It's zero.
Fine. No I'm one so cares.
This is going to be kind of comical when I tell you. I don't know if you...
We have an interview next week, by the way.
Riley?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We haven't had
any clicks. Anymore.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this, Riley Trotter will be a MLB prospect.
Okay, that's I'm going to cool. say it, and then no one's going to say anything else, and then we're not going to talk about it at all. Not finding love.
Ooh.
And then, yeah, we're not talking. All right, next.
That's not that bad.
Bro, that kind of... No,
it's
not
a legitimate fear.
I'm not going to lie to you. That kind of hit deep. I'm not going to lie.
I get it.
I relate.
It's not like my main fear, but if I think about it too much, it is a fear.
Yeah. No, I get that.
because you have this like perfect life, like goals in your head.
I think,
and if you just think like, what if I don't reach that?
I think going off,
I think that's my biggest fear is just like,
failure. Like
inadequacy.
Yeah. Very, very scared of inadequacy and like
disappointment.
Yeah. Also terrified of disappointment.
I'm not terrified of disappointment.
Oh, I'm so scared.
I'm very
of it.
Scared of inadequacy, disappointment, not finding love. Those are like three.
You know how you can come out as being like the sweaty butt guy?
Yeah.
I'll come out and be like, I'm kind of the cocky, arrogant asshole.
Bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do I need to bleep that anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Eh. Do you want me to?
I can't. I don't care.
I can if you want me to.
I mean, like, at times I can be very just like overly confident, which is cocky. So like in that sense, I don't fear inadequacy because like in my own head, I'm just like, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve.
Sure.
So what is I don't fear inadequacy because I have a God complex.
The good with the bad.
So what is your biggest fear?
I think going off, I don't think this is my biggest fear, but a very big fear of mine is just like being, this is going to sound so sappy, but like, giving yourself to someone, like being so vulnerable and then them just like crushing it and just taking like full advantage, just like breaking you mentally and like just like,
yeah, I get that.
Like I've had like hints of that in my life, but like I think if it comes to a point where like it comes just like someone you love so dearly just like takes full advantage of that and just like makes a fool of you.
That doesn't like scare me. Like that would suck, but that doesn't like scare me.
That scares me just because like it's like surfaced at times.
See, that doesn't scare me because it hasn't happened to me. Maybe feel like it did.
Yeah, it's surfaced for me a couple times.
I think honestly, my deepest fear might be like losing someone, like losing a loved one, like too early.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like someone dying young, or like because there's been a few times where like. I also am very, I'm a very anxious person. So like, my mind will blow things out of the water. So if someone, I don't know how to like a good example of this, but like if I think someone's like not okay,
yeah,
I'll just like, it'll all spiral. Like I'll start freaking out and then I'll go into like a full blown, like freak out, like panic attack because I'm like, oh, they're not okay. That terrifies me.
Yeah.
Like losing
yeah.
someone young and then being like, I'm going to have to talk at the funeral.
Yeah.
Like that terrifies me.
That at KS. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like thinking about like, yeah, exactly. Like having to speak at the funeral is like shaking. Mitch. I have to think of like an actual deep fear.
Spiders.
Hey man, you stole my joke. I was going to say, I'm scared of bugs.
Spider task.
Scared of spine tar.
This is like legitimate deep fear. It sounds stupid. This is my illegitimate deep fear. I'm so scared of being stabbed. I am so scared it's going to happen. I'm so convinced I'm going
to
be stabbed.
I'm scared of being shot.
I am incredibly... I think I could take a bullet.
No.
But I'm so scared.
I think you're more likely to survive a stabbing than a gunshot.
No, you're more likely to survive a minor gunshot wound than a stabbing.
Really?
Stabbing, it goes in and then it doesn't come out the same way?
And stabbing, no one's just stabbing you and running. Shot, you could like drive away shooting.
True,
like, out of,
true.
Yeah, you can,
if you
can like,
stab,
get hit by a
stray bullet. The intention of being... If someone stabs you, their intention is murder.
That's true.
Well, also think about it though. Like when a bullet comes in, it's a straight line and it just goes straight through or like stops. If you get stabbed, it's going in. Like they're not going to go perfectly back out.
True.
So they're going to tear and twist and it's going to do damage.
Ooh, we're talking, that's why if you get stabbed, you're supposed to keep it in.
Yeah.
We're talking knife, right? Not like straight up like katana.
What?
I'm scared of being stabbed.
That's
not
like, that's
sliced.
Getting sliced.
Can you spell
I'm not
that?
Scared of getting sliced.
K-A-T-A-N-A.
Yeah.
Katana. It's like the Japanese
sword,
like samurai. Samurai swords.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why would you think of that? I was thinking of like a switchblade.
I think of like
bringing
England.
It back to earlier, like every sleep paralysis dream I have, I get stabbed.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
God.
That's when I like wake up. That's when I like sit up, freak out. It's scary. Due to my room, I see the face, eventually moves towards me, stabs me.
I'm so glad I've never experienced sleep paralysis. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
I think
it's like that, and also I have a gigantic fear of failure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think one of my biggest fears is seeing someone get shot.
Really?
Yeah. Like
let's talk about like personal fears.
Oh, geez.
Okay, end it on that.
What
like
do you mean?
We'll start with failure, like inadequacy or like dying not having done anything. Like just kind of like
being forgotten. Wait,
what do you mean? Been a wage slave my whole life and didn't do anything, and then like
biggest personal fear,
like that, like inadequacy. I think mine is probably inadequacy.
Oh my god,
we're getting deep today.
You're gonna have to give me a second to think.
That's fine, Eric.
I don't want
to
steal that.
It's valid if it is.
I mean,
a lot of people fear that. I also just have a lot of very irrational fears. Like if I get in like an anxious fit, I'll just be so scared of everything.
Yeah. I can go. I'm very goal oriented.
Me too.
In the way that I have a life pictured in front of me.
Yeah.
I have a goal. Yep. I want this. I want this. I want this. Not meeting one of those like ruins me. Like I feel like it will ruin me.
Yeah.
And that I've kind of like had that already with like some failures, and like I'm suffering like with like one of it, like going into college with that, and that it's just like having to fight over it is just like awful.
Yeah. I'll be vulnerable. When I didn't get into Notre Dame, that like broke me.
Yeah.
Like that was like the first like major like broke me moment.
I was when COVID happened and like all the NCAA restrictions and everything, because I had a school that I wanted to go to and it eventually became like my like goal school. Like I really wanted to go there, and then when COVID hit and they're like, yeah, we have no money, no spot, I was like, oh my god. The biggest personal fear, I don't know. I mean, like I feel like there are so many that I just like can't think of one at the moment.
Yeah.
Personal fears. What qualifies as like a personal fear?
Like obviously, like I fear inadequacy, but like I just don't see it happening.
An external fear is like I'm scared of getting shot. I'm scared of getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Like I'm scared of seeing someone get shot. Like I'm scared of snakes.
Someone else doing something to you.
Yeah. Internal fear is like what you're like you're things that you're scared of yourself.
Yeah. I guess not finding love.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like,
is that external?
I don't know. That's a gray area.
I think not being remembered.
Oh my
poster.
That might still be a sports show.
That might be a charge.
Still sports show.
That might be a charge.
He was moving. No, he was sliding in.
Oh my god. Yeah, PJ Tucker. Get
that. We just broke up that talk to
PJ Tucker shocked.
Pog J Tucker.
I don't know. I don't know if I can think of one. I'm gonna look him up.
Internal fears, what is it, or personal fears?
It's just, yeah, I mean, like, I don't think that's like a real term. I just kind of I coined it, but
it's a jewelry place.
Okay, biggest fears.
Internal fear.
Reddit.
Personal fears.
Internal stupidest fear. Name ever.
Reddit.
The ocean. First.
That's so not internal.
That's my mom's internal fear.
No, really? Love the ocean. Fascinated by the ocean.
Oh, my mom hates water so much. And Rhonda, I know you listen to this, and obviously I've made fun of this to your face, so I'm going to say it on air. I can't go. If we are any body of water, and once she's not there, I can't go past my waist.
Really?
She makes that big rule. Like reminds me of it so many times. Like when I go to the beach, Lake Michigan, she's like, don't go past your waist, please. The undertow will snap your spine in half.
Everyone
and gargle you for breakfast.
I've like been snorkeling and like scuba diving and stuff.
I have too. Really? It makes no sense. Well, one, that's like with instructor. She's just, I think it's the, I can't help. Like it's very hypothetical, knock on wood. If I was at the beach and the undertow got me and Rhonda was there, I don't know how much Rhonda's doing to help me get out of that, but it's just this thing in her mind.
Yeah.
I think she could do something.
No, I used to want to be a marine biologist when I was really young. That was like one of my first career goals, was I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Speaking of, I mean, I don't know if this counts, but like this person says getting trapped in a job that I hate.
Yeah.
I could totally see that.
That's a
term. Mine.
That's tomorrow.
I looked up a list.
My biggest fear is tomorrow.
So true. My biggest list, or this list, is my biggest fear is uncertainty.
Yeah, I'm horrified of uncertainty.
I like to know what is going to happen. Yeah.
This guy says, when I go to drink from a water fountain, I'm afraid that someone will come up behind me and smack my teeth into the fountain.
Or like...
Now that I'm picturing it.
I thought he was going to say, like, smack his butt.
Or like when you're pooping and you think a snake is just going to come up.
No,
you.
I've never... Not a snake. Ever.
Something. Just something.
I've never thought about that.
No, I've never either.
Just how long sometimes. Is this segment?
30 minutes.
Oh, it's okay.
About an hour total?
Yeah.
So you're about an hour five into the show, ladies and gentlemen.
So peaks and valleys.
Should we just get it? Should we just knock it out?
Are we going to do it?
Should we?
I don't care. I got stuff prepared.
It's not sports.
Let's just do it like quickly.
Yeah, let's not like elaborate super much.
All right, first peak, Garrett Cole, he pitched well.
Coltrane's back.
Second, curses, the Sheila Bromberg curse.
You're going to have to explain. You actually have to explain that one. You do have to explain that one.
Okay. Okay. Sheila Bromberg was a harpist?
Yes, she was a harpist.
Yes.
First female
to ever perform with the Beatles.
The Bugles.
And that was on Reed. What was the track called?
What?
What was the track called?
Hold up. I'm trying to make sure when the last England World Cup win was, because I don't want to be wrong.
It's 67.
I think it's 60.
66.
66, and that came out in 67.
Yeah, I think their last World Cup. Or no, their last. Yeah.
66 would make sense.
Yes, okay, so 66 was their last major tournament win. In 1966, or 67, immediately after, Sheila Bromberg made a song with the Beatles called Leaving Home. And as you all know, the big anthem of English football is football's coming home. So I think it came home in 1966. She made that song, it left home. And I don't think it's coming home again until she reverses the curse.
She has to. She has to make a song called Coming Home.
Make a harpist song.
Or die.
Yeah. Because she is still alive. We looked that up.
So it was so hard to find. Like the amount of research I did more research to look up the Sheila Bromberg curse
for the whole show
than I did for the past like 3 weeks of the show.
Yeah. Than like your sophomore year term paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's actually legit though. That actually has to be it.
The Sheila Bromberg curse?
Yeah, agreed. Has to be.
First Valley is respect.
Who is number 23 on the Suns?
Cam Johnson, I think.
Dude.
He's really good.
He's just made two of the best plays of his life in the last 30 seconds.
He's been playing really well all cold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same with Mikal Bridges. He's really good too.
Yeah, I know he's good.
A guy in the Marlins hit an inside the park home run while Acuna was on the ground with a torn ACL.
Yeah, that was...
And the Marlins... I have the tweet. The Marlins had a video of him scoring the inside the park home run, and their caption was just, "Want to see Jazz hit it in inside the park home run." Like, Ronald Acuna is on the ground screaming from a torn ACL, and they just show the image of him just... Running the bases.
Also, actually, genuine thoughts and prayers to Ronald Acuna. That was very scary.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. So.
Yeah, baseball's dead.
Yep. Baseball is dead. But also, like, that rivalry between Acuna and the Marlins, he gets hit every series. It's ridiculous.
Final Valley is Pinaldo. Messi won. Oh, my God.
Copa America.
Copa America, yeah. And Ronaldo hasn't won. Ronaldo didn't win the Euros.
Golden boot, though.
So, don't care. Matt, go.
My first peek is the Cubs. We got a rain out today, which was really needed. We kind of suck.
Hey, Brennan Davis.
So true. I was just gonna say our number two prospect hit two home runs in the Futures game today,
and he was the MVP of the
Futures. He was the MVP. So the future is bright in Chicago, the North Side.
After you've seen him
play,
team up.
I've seen him play
literally until we sell everyone.
He was in South
Bend
like a month ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he was like, "I just went. I went because I like knew he was at the South Bend Cubs, and he was like literally a name I recognized. So I was like, that's cool. I'm gonna see him.
That is really cool."
You got to hit.
My second peak is Nature Healing. Rob Manfred was booed at the MLB draft today.
Nature is healing.
Yes. And Eric is doing flips in the water for the first time. Right, Eric?
Dives.
Dives. Eric is diving. Dives. It was an attempt at a dive.
I think that counted as a legitimate dive.
Because your head hit the water first?
Wasn't watching.
Yeah. But my arms. I went head first.
You went head first. Yeah. It wasn't graceful at all.
No, not even close.
But I guess it was a dive.
But it was a dive.
Yes, correct.
So yes.
Good D.
My first valley is baseballs. There are going to be a lot of baseballs murdered this week. Home Run Derby is this week, and it's in Colorado. And Joey Gallo is participating.
I forgot it's in Colorado.
Joey Gallo might put a ball 550 feet.
That was actually my prediction. I filled out like the thing on MLB.
Cam Johnson is unconscious right now.
Yeah, I filled out Joey Gallo when
he's going to go insane. He's going to be on his head. The second one is college athletes. Half of all of the top 100 prospects are high school athletes in the MLB. So 50 of the 100 are high school athletes, like 18, 19 year olds.
Huh.
So kids pick up a baseball bat.
We're 1 year away from 2002 kids playing in the MLB.
Yeah.
Because
Wander Franco.
Yes.
Wander Franco.
Yes, he's the first player 2001 playing in the MLB. So next year,
we most likely will have someone from 2002.
That's weird.
And
I'm not.
I was born in 2002, so that's awful for me.
Yeah, I'll be like, you guys are so old. Until someone in from 2003 gets to the MLB,
you're like, oh my god, I'm a failure.
Yeah, exactly. And then my last valley is
probably die anonymous. That's all I've been thinking about that whole segment, which is fear.
So true.
It's so true. My last valley is biggest bets of lives. The guy who bet 25
biggest bets of lives.
The guy who bet 25k and McGregor is now just dead.
It's not that
he's
big.
Not actually dead. But.
Portnoy just puts like 500 grand on bets.
Well,
because
he can.
I know, but like, well, that could be
this the guy was like this, that could be this guy actually said he put the biggest bet of his life on
that
McGregor.
Sucks.
Also, RP McGregor's ankle, actually tibia.
That was painful.
That was gross.
Really painful to watch.
Really gross.
All right. First peak. My inner lip. Last episode, I said there was a cut on it, so it was a valley. Peak. It healed. So that's my peak.
Hold on. Take a second. You have no cuts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Just embrace it. Enjoy it. You forget about it. Is your nose clear too, Eric?
Second peak, allergies. My allergies have been acting up. That wasn't even, yeah.
No way.
That was actually, yeah,
that's
you can
insane.
Read my book.
I was going to say, just take a second and enjoy. You have no cuts in your mouth and your nose is clear and you just feel good.
Not quite.
And you don't feel good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, feeling good, you can't always feel good.
True.
Okay. First and only valley.
Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. 50 Cent lyric.
Hey, you got a point there, 50 Cent. All right, first and only valley production.
Production.
Yeah, instead of doing something productive.
Great playlist. It's such a banger playlist.
I was at Luke's. I spent probably an hour trying to solve a Rubik's Cube under a minute. And I got it eventually. But
did
yeah.
you really?
Yeah.
Is it just the method where you go like down, over, down,
no,
over?
No, there's like actual algorithms. That doesn't,
no, I know, but.
Doesn't work.
Really?
If you do it like, well, it does it like six times. If it has to start like perfect.
Because I remember I used to watch YouTube videos on how to solve.
Yeah, it has to like start perfect and that wouldn't work.
I was never a Rubik's Cube guy.
But I was
never
maybe like
the
fourth
Rubik's
grade,
Cube.
Fifth
yeah,
grade.
Yeah, never
like,
got into it. I
first
thought it was
time,
stupid.
I got under a minute.
That's your last valley?
Yeah, it wasn't even 59 seconds. It was like 55. So
good for you.
There's a guy at my camp who, his fun fact about himself, because we all just say fun facts about ourselves. His fun fact was he could solve Rubik's Cube under, I think it was under 30.
Okay, that's
seconds.
He was so smart. That was absurd. He was a very smart guy. He's really cool.
I think if I really train, I can.
From Pioneer.
But yeah.
I called him Pioneer the whole week. I knew his name. I just called him Pioneer, though.
That's like the most disrespectful thing you can do.
No, I said, Pioneer, what's up, baby? Every single time. And he'd smile. Everyone else called him Smiley. He was always smiling.
Uh-huh.
What was this?
The like football.
You
know how
like
I've been
last
gone?
Week?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know how I've
that's
been gone?
Like a camp.
Well, I just say football camp because we're all a bunch of football players in a bunch of dorm rooms.
Wait, Mitch, real quick, what's your fun fact? What was it?
I broke my collarbone when I was born.
So you're one of those guys. You need a fun fact and you immediately go to the injuries?
When he was born, though.
Yeah, it's an injury.
Yeah, but I knew it would be funny. And I went first. I went first. Raised my hand and went first.
I stress so hard when I have
to
have a fact.
No, if I do fun fact, I have a go-to. Like my steak cooked medium rare.
That's not fun.
That's not
everyone
fun.
Likes their steak medium rare.
No, not everyone.
Does anyone in this room not get medium rare?
I get medium rare.
That's medium's acceptable. Medium well is appalling.
That's
red.
Some people like rare.
No.
Medium
well
is
medium
better.
Medium well is literally like leather.
Yeah. Wait, what's media? What's
and then
like,
well done's just like
well done.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
There's,
medium
rare,
well's better than rare.
Rare and medium rare. No, I have
very
hot rare.
Opinion.
I really like a bloody steak.
Ew.
Love a really rare steak.
I feel like that's pretty on brand.
I was
for
supposed
you.
To transition. Why? I brought up the football because one of my peaks was football. That was my travel transition.
Sorry.
All right, my first peak is sweaty guy because my coach, when we did the award ceremony, my coach went up and he's drenched in sweat. It's so cold in the building. He's like, you know what? I think it's hot in here. I'm wearing pants. Yeah, I'm sweating a little bit. And we just
that.
Talked about being
it.
The sweaty
he
guy. He went in front of a bunch of people. On a microphone and said, I'm the sweaty guy. I'm sorry.
I respect
that's
that.
So much respect.
Respect, coach. Respect. Dap me up.
Is that it?
Oh, he's doing a
that was my dap up. All right, second peak, hockey and soccer / football.
So all
because,
three?
No.
Because?
Football / soccer.
Oh, okay.
Because ending stuff and shootouts is so cool.
It is so cool.
So cool.
Shootouts are very
I actually
fun.
Disagree.
No.
Anyways.
Hate PKs.
Traditional
PKs and
moment.
Shootouts in hockey are some of the coolest things ever. Well,
think about this.
Hockey's a lot cooler than soccer.
Think about this, though.
You can't deacon in soccer.
If you were to end that, like, let's say this game goes to game seven, instead of going to overtime in game seven.
No. There's still an overtime, but if you're still tied after the overtime.
Yeah, so it goes to overtime. It goes to overtime. There's no two OT. You just shoot free throws back and forth.
I'd love it.
No.
It'd be equivalent of going like one on one in 5 seconds.
It's fun to watch, but
that's what it would be.
With hockey, yes. With soccer, no. Soccer is like free throws, basically. A PK is basically like a free throw.
Yeah.
But
there's skill in like blocking it though. Like you can't block.
Imagine, dude. Imagine you go one on one in after the first overtime.
I love
it.
It's exciting. It makes the casual like the thing. I'm not a big soccer fan.
It's exciting and it's very dramatic.
But like I would watch like YouTube best PK moments. Like
best
same with hockey.
Kane shootout.
Yes, I'm very casual, but I look up like the PKs. Like not PK.
Did you watch the game today then?
No.
You would have loved it.
Yeah, no, it was insane.
That was like one of the best PK finishes I've ever seen.
Exactly. Yeah. But I watched the whole replay on Twitter and was enjoying it the whole time.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So, Mitch,
so I think every sport should adapt it. After the 12th inning in baseball, it should be a home run derby with a person able to rob home runs.
Love that.
Yes.
Basketball, I want one.
That's what I want to be. I just want baseball to be a home run derby, basically.
But but it's the same as PK, and that you get like one pitch for one guy, and it's five pitches, and you have to bring up a different guy every time.
I love that.
Basketball, that's pretty cool. I want free throws. I want five different guys having to shoot free throws.
No,
every
I don't want free throws. I want one on one.
Yeah.
I want an 8 second shot clock, and
you have to have the same defender every time.
No, you send out your defender. One team sends out their defender, one team sends out their best offense, and then you can't know. So, like, let's say you're like, okay, I'm going to send out my best defender and it's Patrick Beverly. And then the other team's like...
But you get selected for offense. It's a coin flip for who goes on offense or defense.
Straight. You know if you're going to go on offense or defense, but you don't know who the other team is sending out.
But you have a good idea.
Well, yeah, but like, what if you're like, I think they're going to send out Patrick Beverly, so I'm going to put out Brooke Lopez to have a mismatch.
Patrick Beverly would steal the ball from him five times.
No, I know, but like...
And then they're like...
No, you only get one. And then you go back, you switch offense, defense, and then you pick new people.
And you can't pick the same guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
like so you would have
I like that.
So if you have like a really good two-way guy too, you'd have to decide like, do I want to use him on offense or defense?
Like, I like that.
What if you did like in football, you did like a two-point conversion shootout?
No, American football, it's a 35-yard field goal, basically. But you can use your kicker once and your punter once, and then it's three people
I like
on the football
that.
Team.
The long snapper has to kick a field goal.
It can be anyone. And I guess the defense is like, I don't know, a guy can jump from the snap of the ball and jump up. And if he blocks it, why did you let him block it?
I like that.
All right, I think that's all of them.
All right, we've been recording for a really long time.
Nope, my third peak. Zayla, she deserves Zayla Avant Garde, the spelling bee. Three Guinness World Records for basketball.
What?
Yes, for like dribbling. I think they're all in regards to dribbling stuff.
Like one of the top prospects.
Holy.
She's insane.
I think she's the number one recruit in her class.
She's just amazing at everything in her life.
Girl
so,
boss.
Way to be a girl boss. Unironic girl boss. You deserve
unironic
it.
Unironic girl boss.
Great Valley, UFC fired Addison Rae, and that's why McGregor broke his ankle. Valley is all the Astros opted out of the All-Star game.
They were
cringe. You guys suck. Let us boo you. Correa, you're fine because he's with his wife. She's like going to give birth soon. So
that's totally acceptable.
You get props, Correa. Altuve, I don't know the other two. So whatever. You guys are losers.
Kid. All right, guys. Maybe we'll talk sports next week. We'll see what happens in our lives.
I hope not.
Twizzler time.
See you guys. We'll be back on Monday.
Thanks, Ronda, for the Twizzlers.
Goodbye.
Yep.
See you guys. See you guys next week.